Between 2001 and 2004, Alix Chamberlain sent over 100 letters and received over $900 worth of merchandise. These free products included coffee beans, Luna bars, makeup samples, scented candles, putty to hang posters on the walls in her dorm room, magazine subscriptions, sunscreens, and face masks, all of which Alix shared with her roommates and other girls on her floor. While she majored in marketing and minored in finance, Alix did product reviews for a student newspaper during her sophomore and junior years at NYU. In her senior year, she quit the newspaper to become a beauty intern at a tiny publication, but she didn't stop sending letters. On thick, textured stationery and with dreamy cursive handwriting, Alix asked nicely for the things she wanted, and it became a rare occurrence when she didn't receive them. Over the next 4 years, Alix wrote letters to Ray-Ban, Conan O'Brien, Scholastic, Keurig, Lululemon, the W Hotel, Smartwater, and hundreds more. For the most part, she sent requests accompanied by affirmation and praise, but there were often tactful complaints and suggestions for improvement. Alix had a knack for taking high-quality photos of the free merchandise she often received, and she posted these items and the letters that prompted them onto her blog. It was a project she'd started on a whim, but it gained her a small internet following. Around this time, she met Peter Chamberlain. Alix met Peter in a bar at age 25, and if she were honest about it, she'd admit that she thought he was much taller until he stood up at the end of their conversation. But in addition to her height, he matched her personality. Peter did all these enchanting things that were fancy but not showy, like put mint in his water and privately tip 30%. What Alix immediately liked best about Peter was that he treated her side project like an actual job. Alix had a self-deprecating way of describing her letters. "Well, I write letters and reviews, and I have this blog, but it's tiny, it's not a big thing at all." Peter told her to try that again, but this time to pretend like it was. Peter was a journalist turned newscaster who was raised in upstate New York. He was 8 years older than Alix. He didn't think it was strange to wear makeup on camera, and he firmly believed in building your brand. When Alix married Peter at age 28, the party favors, her shoes, and the white wine at her wedding were all items she'd received free of charge from handwriting gorgeous letters and promising glowing reviews. On a honeymoon in Santorini, Peter helped her write each rave. Alix worked in student recruitment at Hunter College when a friend, a high school English teacher at Columbia Grammar and Prep, asked her to give a cover letter writing workshop to one of her classes. One of the attending students was 17-year-old Lucy, a senior with unrealistically white teeth, light pink hair, and an Instagram following of 36,000. 3 months after the workshop, Lucy posted a picture to her account featuring the cover letter and essay she drafted with Alix on top of acceptance letters from UC Irvine, UC Santa Barbara, Fordham, and Emerson. "I owe all of my acceptances to Alix," she said in her caption. "Honestly, never would have applied to half these schools if she hadn't made my application so bomb. Hashtag, all you have to do is ask. Hashtag, write a letter. Hashtag, let her." Lucy's post received more than 1,700 likes, and seemingly overnight, Alix Chamberlain became a brand. Her propensity for receiving free merchandise quickly turned into a philosophy about women speaking up and taking communication back to basics. In the middle of the night, Alix changed her Instagram bio to hashtag let her speak. Peter suggested she do a rebrand of her website and to not forget him once she became famous.